Jayo Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jayo Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopijana Vallabha Giri Varadhari. Jaya Gopijana Vallabha Giri Varadhari. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Jayo Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadada Shri Vasadi Go Bhakta Brinda. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nanda Shri Advaita Gadada Shri Vasadi Go Bhagavinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada.
Jaya Vishnupada Paramahamsa Parivijacharya Astotara Sita Sri Srimad Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jaya. Jaya Vishnupada Astotara Sita Sri Srimad Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasadi Goswami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jaya. Ananta Koti Vaishnavindi Ki Jaya. Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jaya. Karantara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jaya. Janitai Gaur Premanandi, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories, Sri Guru Gauranga Srila Prabhupada Ki Jaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. We're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 9, entitled Prahalad Pacifies the Lord with Prayers. Text number 23. Drishta Maya Divi Bibo Kila Dishnyapanam. Drishta Maya Divi Vibho Kila Dishnyapanam. Ayu Shriyo Vibhav Icchati Yanjanoyam. Ayu Shriyo Vibhava Icchati Yanjanoyam. Yesmat pitu kupita hasa vidrambita bruhu. Yesmat pitu kupita hasa vidrambita bruhu. Vispru jitena lulita satu tena rastaha. Vispru jitena lalita satu te nirasta. Okay. Anyone want to recite? Drishta maya divi vibho kila dishna panam. Ayu Shriyo Vibhava Icchati Yanjanoyam. Yesmat Vitu Kupitaha Savijrimbita Bruhu. Vispru Jitena Lalita Satute Nirasta. Anyone? Drishta maya divi vibho kila dishnapanam. Ayu shriyo vibhava icchati yanjanoyam. Yesmat pitu kupitaha savijrbita bruhu. Vispru jitena lalita satu te nirasta. Okay, word to word meaning. Drishtaha, have been seen practically. Maya, by me. Divi, in the higher planetary systems. Vibho, O my Lord, Akila, all, Dishnya Panam, of the chiefs of different states or planets, Ayuhu, the duration of life, Shriya, the opulences, Vaibhavaha, glories, influence, Ichchati, desire, Yan, all of which, Jana, Ayam, these people in general, Ye, all of which, duration of life, opulence, etc. Asmat Pituhu, of your father, of our father, Hiranyakashipu, Kupita Hasa, by his critical laughing when angry, Vijrambitaha, being expanded, Bruhu, of the eyebrows, Vispurjatena, simply by the feature, Lalita, pulled down or finished, Saha, E, my father, Tu, but, Te, by you, Nirastaha, completely vanquished. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation. My dear Lord, people in general want to be elevated to the higher planetary system for a longer duration of life, opulence and enjoyment. But I have seen all of these through the activities of my father. When my father was angry and he laughed sarcastically at the demigods, they were immediately vanquished simply by seeing the movements of his eyebrows. Yet my father, who was so powerful, has now been vanquished by you within a moment. Purport. Within this material world, one should understand by practical experience the value of material opulence, longevity and influence. We have actual experience that even on this planet, there have been many great politicians and military commanders like Napoleon, Hitler, Subhash Chandra Bose and Gandhi. But as soon as their lives were finished, their popularity, influence and everything else were finished also. Prahlad Maharaja formerly gathered the same experience by seeing the activities of Hiranyakashipu, his great father. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj did not give any importance to anything in this material world. No one can maintain his body or material achievement forever. A Vaishnava can understand that nothing within this material world, not even that which is powerful, opulent or influential, can endure. At any time such things may be vanquished. And who can vanquish them? The Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore one should conclusively understand that no one is greater than the Supreme Great. Since the Supreme Great demands Sarva Dharman Parityajya Mam Ekam Sharanam Braja, every intelligent man must agree to this proposal. One must surrender unto the Lord to be saved from the wheel of repeated birth, death, old age and disease. Om Ajnanat Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Shakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsa Shri Rupam Sagrijatam Sahana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sagitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitam Sha E Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate ಗೋಪೇಶ ಗೋಪಿಕಾಕಾಂತ ರಾಧಾಕಾಂತ ನಮಸ್ತುತೆ ತಪ್ತ ಕಾಂಚನ ಗೌರಂಗೀ ಶ್ರೀರಾಧೇ ವೃಂದಾವನೇಶ್ವರಿ ವೃಷಭಾನುಸುತ ದೇವಿ ಪ್ರಣಮಾಮಿ ಹರಿಪ್ರಿಯೆ ವಂಚ ಕಲ್ಪತರುಭ್ಯಶ ಕೃಪಾ ಸಿಂಧುಭ್ಯ ಚ ಪತಿತಾನಾಂ ಪಾವನೇಭ್ಯೋ ವೈಷ್ಣವೇಭ್ಯೋ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ ನಮೋ ವಿಷ್ಣು ಪದಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣಪ್ರಷ್ಟಾಯ ಭೂತಲೆ ಶ್ರೀಮತಿ ಭಕ್ತಿವೇದಾಂತಸ್ವಾಮಿ ನಿತಿನಾಮಿಲೆ ನಮಸ್ತೆ ಸರಸ್ವತಿ ದೇವಿ ಗೌರವಾಣಿ ಪ್ರಚಾರಿಣೆ ನಿರ್ವಿಶೇಷ ಶೂನ್ಯವಾದಿ ಪಶ್ಯತ್ತ ದೇಶತಾರಿಣಿ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧಾರ ಶಿವಸಾರಿ ಗೌರ ಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ. My dear Lord, people in general want to be elevated to the higher planetary system for a longer, long duration of life, opulence and enjoyment. But I have seen all of this through the activities of my father. When my father was angry and he laughed sarcastically at the demigods, they were immediately vanquished simply by seeing the movement of his eyebrow. Yet my father was so powerful has now been vanquished by you within a moment. Drishta Maya. So here Prahlad Maharaj is saying, Drishta Maya, I have seen practically. There are few things which Prahlad Maharaj has saw. Right? First is the things which people actually wanted in this material world. Three things they wanted from this verse. Long life, opulence, and enjoyment or influence or glories. Here we can say long duration of life, opulence and enjoyment. It is actually progressive in nature. First, someone wants to live, survival of the fittest in this material world. Everyone wants to live as much as possible, as long as possible, as healthy as possible. Then what? Their life is used to get some opulence or wealth, economic development or money. Why they want it? For enjoyment. So this is like pretty much the mission of every living entity in this material world. They want to live permanently in this material world, and with as much as wealth they possibly they can accumulate or collect, and with that wealth they can make comfortable living and enjoy. So even Hiranyakashipu wanted a long life, right? That was his first goal. His first goal was that some or other he want to become immortal, long life. That is the idea that he did austerity and pleased Brahma. But unfortunately, Brahma couldn't be able to give immortality to Hiranyakashipu because it was not in his quota. Even Brahma has to leave at one point in time in the creation. So the duration of the heavenly planet is so long. 6 months of our earthly calculation, the solar years, so 6 months of our time is 1 day. So another 6 months is 1 night. So basically 124 hours in the heavenly planet is nothing but 1 year in our earthly planet. Imagine the life of And they live for, like in heavenly planets, they live for 10,000 years. So very relative actually. It's a very relative. So Prabhupada used to say, 100 years of an ant, right, is very small of our age. From ant, from Brahma, Brahma Bhuvana Loka, Punaravatino Arjuna. From the top of the heavenly, that 14 planetary system, which is the Brahma Loka, the Satya Loka, down to the earthly or the patala, if you see, there is a relative lifespan given to each and every entity. But they can live and then they cannot live permanently. So we also drag, right? We also drag as long as possible, as long as we want to live. Because no one is aware what is the aim of life? They are wandering in this planetary system, going up and down, trying to enjoy the material life. So he saw that everyone is aspiring for long duration, for more wealth and more enjoyment. And then next he saw, what he saw is that, is father able to achieve all three? Is father able to get the benediction from Brahma to live long? He had captured the heavenly planets, which is filled with opulences, right? And then he started to enjoy the bodily consciousness. Hiranyakashipu means what? Hiranya means gold, right? Kashipu means soft bed. So basically his enjoyment, which is also typically the topmost enjoyment in this material world, is money, wealth and opposite sex, women. So that was his prime motive, that he want to enjoy. And Prahlad have seen that. He has seen how from scratch his father have worked upon the ladder and got to the top. And then interestingly, Prahlad is saying, even if you see a father, father was in this world, but the heavenly, they have much more duration, they have much more opulence, and they have much more power, right? Indra can put a thunderbolt, he has Vajra, he has a thunderbolt where he can bring down the devastation. Such, so much power this demigods have, and they are feared by seeing Hiranyakashipu. Not even seeing Hiranyakashipu, just by his raising the eyebrow. That is real power actually. Yeah, we have seen, I have experienced actually. Sometimes, you know, the kids are doing mischief and everything. Then mother will give a stare. And then little bit stare and then raise. Then the kid will immediately stop, right? I've seen my sister, when I was in, my sister is there and two kids are there. And they do some mischief and everything. And then she look and then she gives a sound, hey, like that. Then everything stop. The whole world stops and then come to a stop still, and the kids are like frozen. We play this game, freeze, like that, they freeze. No, I didn't do. So just we can see from this material world, like this eye movement is very subtle, isn't it? That by just looking at it, some can stop the whole activity. Isn't it? So here we can see Hiranyakashipu, just by little movement of his eyebrow, the demigods are like feared. He laughed sarcastically at the demigod. They were immediately vanquished simply by seeing the movement of his eyebrow. So these people who are demigods, they got all this opulence, they all the power, long duration. They got fear of a person taking over them. Now the irony is, he is finished. By what? My father, who was so powerful, has now been vanquished by you within a moment. So Prahlad have seen all the three. You know, Prahlad have seen all three, this tree. You know, he's saying, Drishta maya dvi vibho akila dishnapanam ayu shriyo vaibhava Ichchati yanjanoyam, ayu shriyo vaibo. These people, all these people are after these three things. Long life, ayu, shriyo, opulences, vaibhava, enjoyment. But my father achieved that. And then what? My father also finished. Nirastaha. He was finished within a minute. How the Lord as the feature. Krishna saying, I come as death to people who don't believe
or to the atheistic. I cast them in the hell. I come. Mrityu sarvaharas chaham. Krishna is saying, I am Mrityu, I am death personified. There is another aspect of Krishna which is also very subtle, which we are not aware, is the kal, is the time factor. The time is compared as kala sarpa. You know, sarpa means snake. Why time is considered as kala sarpa means, you never have any clue when the snake will strike at you. No clue. Because the snake, you know, it's so shift, like very, very fast actually. It can strike at any moment. Once it strikes, it's dead. So similarly, the time factor can destroy anyone at any moment, which is the energy of Krishna. Everyone is slaughtered by the time. We want to save, for example, in this world, we save our body, we save everything, we save everyone. The intelligent person is, one has to save oneself from the time, the kala sarpa, which is destroying. Even Prahlad was saying, in our previous verse he was saying, right? I was crushed by the wheel of time, isn't it? Yeah. Previous verse, Krishna is saying, however, I am being crushed by the wheel of time, therefore I surrender fully unto you. Why? Because the pure devotee, one of the bhava, the nectar of devotion, if you see, one of the first quality of the bhava is what? What is it? Agyata kalatvam, something, right? That they don't waste time. Because they see time as an aspect of Krishna. Time can destroy everything. Time can, the moment time, you know, it's very subtle, it can actually bring down everything. So then, Prahlad is very much aware that this time can going to come, going to strike me at any moment. It can bring, so I don't want to waste. In just, he's a 5 years old boy, he is speaking. Can you believe that? He is saying that, please take me. I don't want to. I had enough of this material world. I have seen this. I have seen the working of this material world. I have seen how this is all functioning. I don't want to be part of this. Oh Lord, please take me. This is a prayer, Prahlad is saying. So great, great politicians, great people, so you know, the Prabhupada in the purport is giving the example of the great leaders and the great commanders. They came, they have conquered, but they have gone. Everything is gone. So now, one may say, who doesn't want long life, or who doesn't want money or opulence, and who doesn't want enjoyment? Right? If you tell, okay, see, you're not going to be here for long, and whatever you have, that also will not last long. But still, we are after this. Still we want to get. We may say, okay, fine, one is ignorant of knowledge. They don't know that this is temporary. Krishna is saying that this is material thing is temporary. Even at the outset and the start of the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna in the second chapter is saying, anything material, there is no endurance. That means that is not going to last long. Anything is spiritual is everlasting. So this is a very nice information Krishna is saying, that whatever you see material, it's not going to last long. And whatever is spiritual, that is not going to change. But still, we couldn't able to understand or grasp it fully. Suppose many people, even in Hiranyakashipu, they did lot of austerity, they achieved that. So one may take up the path of austerity or knowledge to develop some detachment from this material world. But the problem with that is, that kind of material detachment will be like a bhoga tyag, shapala shuk, or Prabhupada gives this explanation in Nectar of Devotion, I think, that some distress or some misery come in our life, then immediately we detach from this material world. Mashana vairagya, Prabhupada explained that. That when we go to crematorium, we develop some kind of detachment and some kind of renunciation in our heart. But how long? 3 days. After that, we come back, we are normal. So, one may develop a detachment, but the sustainability of detachment comes only when he is attached with Krishna or one is in bhakti. Because how we can maintain detachment from the material things, material opulence, material position, material, by transcendental knowledge. That knowledge about the spiritual world, knowledge about the Supreme Lord, knowledge about the relationship between the Supreme Lord and the Jiva. This kind of transcendental knowledge will help us to remain sober and dhira in this material world. Otherwise, we will be enjoying, renouncing, enjoying, renouncing. Like that, you know, like a tug of war. Sometimes we are renounced, sometimes we are attached. So this is a problem. So our attachment of Krishna actually sustain our detachment from this material world. So Prabhupada explains that one understand the end to the anchoring to the material things, it is the start of the pure devotion. One realize that, okay, this material world is temporary. This is not going to last long. And whatever is there, it's going to be finished. Whatever fame or achievement or everything is going to be finished. Then there is a start to the pure devotion. Anya abhilashita shunyam jnana karma adi anavritam. And Prabhupada quotes the verse of Na danam, na janam, na sundariyam, kavitam va jagadisha kamaye, mama janmani, janmani shvare, bhavatar bhakti, aitukitvai. Mahaprabhu prayed that he doesn't want anything material. Why? Because this is temporary. It's all going to be finished. So Prahlad Maharaj did not give any importance to anything in this material world. Because he has seen practically, one may say, okay, he has seen practically how his father is being finished, even though he had all the opulence, all the long life, and the full enjoyment. But still, Prahlad could able to detach because of pure devotion. That is more important. Because just renunciation will not help us to sustain that detachment from the material world. We have to develop some higher taste. And that higher taste comes only from bhakti. That higher taste comes only from bhakti. Even in Bhagavad Gita, it is said, renunciation without the purification of the heart is actually a disturbance in the society. The third chapter. Krishna says, Don't try to renounce artificially. Don't try to renounce without understanding. You will become a pretender. So better we develop that bhakti. And in fact, what is the byproduct of bhakti? The byproduct of bhakti is what? Renunciation and knowledge, isn't it? That one perform bhakti, then automatically he develops some renunciation in the heart. Some detachment from this material world. It is not artificial. It comes naturally. Why? Because the understanding that I am the servant of Krishna. And everything belongs to Krishna will actually make us aware that this is not for my enjoyment. The more we understand, more we align with our original nature of a living entity, we'll actually avoid many acting on material desire. Because material desires are the desires which is arising out of ignorance for the satisfaction of the senses and the body. Right? And then one understands that I am not this body, I am a spirit soul, and my existence only comes, or my happiness or my peace and satisfaction comes when I act in my original position to be a servant of Krishna. Will actually avoid a lot of problem in our life. And that understanding will help us in order to cultivate more of our spiritual desire, more of our service or take up the devotional service to Krishna, and then less of cultivating our material aspiration. A Vaishnava can understand that nothing within this material world, not even that which is powerful, opulent or influential, can endure. See? At any time such thing may be vanquished. And who can vanquish them? The Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, as I said, Krishna is going to take everything away. In fact, one of the name of Krishna is Hari, right? One who takes away. We have seen many incident and many pastimes and the devotees that Krishna actually takes things away. Even Prabhupada, he always quote this verse. I don't know the Sanskrit part of the verse, but it tells that Krishna gives special mercy. Why? So that he is completely dependent on me. Many occasions we can see in the life of Prabhupada also, he was taking it as a mercy of Krishna when his business collapsed, right? When his endeavor to preach or do in India didn't go through. When things are not going his way, he understood this is nothing but special mercy of Krishna. Yeah? So that any last trace or any dependent, that will go away. That attachment. What is the kind of attachment or what is the kind of hallucination or world is, I can protect myself and I can protect my praja. Then Prahlad Maharaj also says in the previous verse that the medicine cannot protect one, the doctor cannot protect one. Many natural authorities in this material world, and they like to protect their dependents. Right? Parents want to protect their children. The teacher want to protect their students. The king want to protect their praja. But the real protection is that they are delivering from this material world. Unless until they do that, they should not take up that post. This is another verse. So, Lord will take away. Krishna has many hands. How much ever hands you want, he has many hands. So what one can do if he is trying to take with all these hands? This is Prabhupada says. And what one will do if he want to give with all these hands? So Prabhupada said, he has taken away everything. Now he is giving me back everything. Because Prabhupada was in a perfect instrument in the hands of Krishna and his spiritual master. So he received everything and used in the service of Krishna. So he had no problem. So Krishna will take away. Therefore one should conclusively understand that no one is greater than the Supreme Great. So here Hiranyakashipu was thinking that he is the controller. He has controlled. He got his money, he got his position, and the demigods are running because just by eyebrow, everyone is surrendering, everyone is bowing down to him. So would we, like, you know, it's like a perfect dream for any materialistic person, that he is controlling everything, he had the full money. But the cause of all causes, the controller of all controller is Krishna. This information is lacking. That transcendental knowledge is lacking. And this is the basic quality or the number one atmosphere of Kali. Kali means to decry the authority. This is a symptom of Kali, that one should not accept the authority. And the supreme authority is Krishna. So one should not accept supreme authority, Krishna. One should not follow the scripture. One should not follow the rules and regulation. One should not follow the Vedic injunction. Why? So that they can remain independent. So this is the classic symptom of Kali, that as long as you can avoid the authority or not accepting the authority, then you can remain independent. And then there comes the evolution of theory. Evolution of theory is that people think that they are advanced than the previous generation. Anything which is coming from previously, it is actually an obstacle in the progress of my life. So I will not follow. Right? So they want to decry and they want to be independent. And then what happened? When they want to be independent, they want to do their own enjoyment. I am the authority of myself. My life, my way, highway to hell. That's it. So basically, they want to be independent. They want to deny the authority of the scripture or the supreme authority, Krishna. Krishna is saying, please surrender unto me. You will be happy. I will take care of everything. Do not fear. They will not listen. Right? Why I have to listen? Why I have to listen to you? We see that, you know, the people, they are asking question to the citizens, are asking to the leaders. Of course, the leaders are not the ideal leaders. Then another symptom of Kali is, so obviously, when they reject the system of Varnashram, the Sudra will be acting as a king or the leader, and the Brahmana, who is by quality considered as a low class man. So there's topsy-turvy. Everything is topsy-turvy. So then they want to reject. They want to ask question. They don't want to listen. They don't want to listen to the authority. They want to reject. So here also, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that one should therefore conclusively understand that no one is greater than the Supreme Great. Prabhupada always says that everyone knows that God is great, but how great He is, one should research. One should understand how God is great, how Krishna is great. The opulence of the Absolute. This is the chapter in Bhagavad Gita, right? The opulence of the Absolute, the knowledge, what is that? Knowledge of the Absolute, right? Seventh chapter. So when we know that how Krishna is great, which actually give birth to devotion. When one knows the greatness of Krishna, it actually give birth to devotion in the heart. It has to. Because when we understand the greatness of a person, we want to connect with that person. In this material world also, if someone is showing some opulence, someone is great, we want to connect with that person, we want to establish some connection, some relationship with that person. There's a natural attraction towards that person. And Krishna is the all-attractive. All the opulence of a person who is showing in this material world is nothing but a spark, or is nothing but coming from Krishna. All the living entities are just a spark. They are not great. They are insignificant. An insignificant living entity. Thinking that he is great, that is called illusion. So tiny and so insignificant, but we think I am the center of this universe. And not only one, every living entity is thinking like that in this material world, that I am the center, I am the ruler, everything is happening because of my will. I am the Ishwar above, I carry. So we see that everyone having this mentality, even though they are so tiny, insignificant living entity, just a spark from the fire, but they are convinced that they are enjoying, they are ruling, they are lording it over, because of false ego. And they try to endeavor in that. But everything is finished. Nirastaha. In 1 minute, everything is finished. So the Supreme Lord is greater. Since the Supreme Great demands, Sarva Dharman Parityajya Mam Ekam Sharanam Raja, every intelligent man must agree to this proposal. One must surrender unto the Lord to be saved from the wheel of repeated birth, death, old age and disease. So this is the essence. This is the essence of Bhagavad Gita. This is the essence actually of all scriptures. Even Srimad Bhagavatam, that one has to surrender. One has surrendered to the Supreme Lord. Every intelligent man must agree to this proposal. Why we have to surrender? Because this word surrender, servant, all these have negative, you know, prerogatory or a negative connotation in this material world. People don't want to listen or hear this kind of dictatorship word. You have to surrender to me. When we have, because they experience that kind of surrender by force, they repel. Because we are grown up with that kind of, because you know we have asked to do things which we don't want, or do things which we asked to do things which we don't want, and we get, you know, frustrated. Why I have to do? Why I have to listen to you? Because I am the authority. And they bring the same picture to God. Oh, Krishna is saying like, why I have to do this? Why I have to listen to Krishna? Why can't I do my own thing? So that's why we have to understand what is our position and what is this material world. We trying to enjoy, trying to do many things, but it is only leading to very discontent life, very shallow, superficial, no satisfaction, boredom, because there is no, absolutely no understanding or knowledge of who we are, what is our relationship, and what is bhakti. People are looking for Krishna. Everyone is looking for Krishna, if you really see. So when the right understanding, when the right knowledge, it will transform their heart. That is when Prabhupada books, if you see, which is the hope, right? Because anyone who read any of these books or the words, which actually touches their heart, because it has the information of that Lord, who is the Supreme Lord, even though He is so supreme, but He is always there for His devotees. He is always there to help the living entities. So when we understand how Krishna is great, how super human activities and the qualities of Krishna which He is showing, that will actually develop some kind of attraction towards Him. That is the hope. Somehow or other we develop some attraction towards Krishna. Some appreciation, some favorable disposition. So this is the Prabhupada says in the introduction of Bhagavad Gita, the success or the secret of Bhagavad Gita. The secret of Bhagavad Gita is that at least theoretically one come to understanding that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that okay, Krishna is there, He is going to give something good for me. At least the theoretical understanding. You don't have to have a practical realization of how Krishna's instruction is helping me, but at least have that kind of inclination that okay, Krishna is speaking Bhagavad Gita, and by reading Bhagavad Gita or by listening to what Krishna is saying, it's going to benefit me. With that understanding we enter into Bhagavad Gita. That itself a secret that actually opens or reveals the true knowledge of Bhagavad Gita to us. Of course, we surrendering to Krishna through the medium, through the spiritual master, through other devotees. So basically that is the attitude. So somehow or other we develop that kind of connection, appreciation and attraction towards Krishna, then we can save ourselves from this janma mrityu jara vyadi. What is a surrender? We know that one is doing, accepting favorable things. So whether you willingly or unwillingly, you will face Krishna. So here we can see the two spectrum of example. One is Prahlad Maharaj, one is Hiranyakashipu. Both actually faced Krishna. One by willingly surrender, he is facing Krishna in a loving, devotional, favorable way. Another one also faced Krishna in the form of death. So we are going to face Krishna, we are going to connect with Krishna. But if we have little bit intelligence, then we follow the path of Krishna consciousness, which is favorable. Otherwise, we are going to see Krishna in a ferocious form. So Prabhupada gives example of this cub and the rat. The mother, the cat actually catching the rat and the small kitten in the same mouth. But the kitten is feeling the loving love of his mother. But the rat is, you know, feared, is terrified because it is in the mouth of death. The same mouth. So similarly, Krishna has different energy and Krishna is manifesting as his time or his death. So when we have our choice, whether to be embraced by the hand of Krishna or by crushed by the wheel of time of Krishna, death. So that we have intelligence, we can able to understand and implement. So that is the purpose of life. That is the form, that is the purpose of human form. Not developing or aspiring for this opulence or duration of life or enjoyment, which can be taken away. So I'll stop here and see if anyone has any comments or corrections or questions of what we discussed today.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, thank you for the nice class. Prabhuji, we see in this text how Prahlad Maharaj is saying that the long life, opulence are just obstacles in the path of bhakti. But Prabhu, at the same time we see in the last verses of Bhagavad Gita, Yatra Yogeshwara Krishna, Yatra Partha Janvardhara, where Lord Krishna is saying that wherever there is Arjuna, wherever there is Lord Krishna, there will always be opulence and victory. So how do we understand this, and what opulence and victory is mentioned, or what is pointed out in that verse?
So where there is Krishna, there is goddess of fortune, right? But if you only aspire for goddess of fortune, then that is a problem. See, Ravana, he wants only Sita, he doesn't want Ram. Then he died, right? Hiranyakashipu also like that. Everyone is like that. So in the last verse, wherever Krishna means, there is victory, there is opulence, because wherever Krishna, then the goddess of fortune, who is a chaste, she is also there. Right? Opulence is there, Krishna is victory. So, but here, when we are aspiring for material things devoid of Krishna, then we are entangling ourselves in this material world. So even Kunti Maharani also saying, Janma, Aishwarya, Shruta, Sribi, if you have wealth, beauty, everything, that is also obstacle in bhakti. But when you seeing something devoid of Krishna, that is called Maya. Right? When you want to enjoy something which is devoid of Krishna, then you are getting into problem. So when you are, we can use everything in Krishna service, that is our philosophy. But you have to have purity also to use such things in Krishna service. We should not be entangled, right? Utility is our principle, but at the same time purity is the force. So in terms of using everything and opulence and everything, aspiring so that I can use in Krishna service, you are dealing with something which is very, you have to be very careful, razor edge. So when you are pure, when everything comes, then you can use. Otherwise, generally, one should avoid that aspiration of getting more money. Even, you know, in Nectar of Devotion also says, one should not aspire to build, you know, big temple and things like that. So, when it comes, okay. But our aspiration is to increase our devotion to Krishna, right? And when that is there, when things come, we use in that service. Not that I will become a rich person, I will become the prime minister, president of this country, I will have everything, then I will perform Krishna consciousness. That is very risky. So that's why we try to have, develop devotional qualities and aspiration. And material things we try to avoid. But if it comes, we give it to our spiritual master, temple, whatever, use in Krishna service, that's good. Yeah, so try to develop Krishna consciousness or devotion. So, that's it.
Thank you, Prabhuji.
Thank you. Okay? Yeah. Duja.
So, you mentioned about what Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, that we renounce according to like our realization or
purification.
Purification
of the heart, yeah.
Yeah. And otherwise we cause disturbance.
Yeah.
So, how do we know to what extent we should try and renounce or to what extent our purification is.
Oh, that, just follow the instruction of spiritual master. That is our purification. So, because renunciation, as I said, renunciation is not the focus. Bhakti is our focus. And the more we develop bhakti, it naturally we develop renunciation. That's why renunciation is not part of the 64 items of devotional service in Nectar of Devotion. Because, you know, it comes naturally, so you don't have to focus much. If you focus only on renunciation, then our heart becomes very dry, isn't it? In fact, you know, it is interesting that even if someone have some attraction to fruitive activity or material things, they are qualified for devotional service. So even if you have attraction toward this material world, that doesn't stop you to perform bhakti. So we don't have to endeavor, oh, I have to develop in renunciation. Rather we focus, okay, take up bhakti, perform bhakti, and try to make it pure devotional service, you know, then renunciation comes. In fact, you know, even like for example, most of the things in bhakti in our society also, we are actually awarded the position or the service without qualification, just by the mercy. And by doing the service, by doing the devotion service, we develop qualification. Isn't it? Because if you see naturally, to serve the deities, to serve the, you know, to do some service, if you think if I'm qualified I'll do, then obviously very rare that we'll find some people in the altar also who are qualified to serve the deity personally. Isn't it? But because we are serving the deity, because we are doing the devotional service and deity service, we become punctual, we become cleanliness, we become, you know, renounce certain things, we're not eating certain things, you know, all those things we develop. Why? Because of the, already we are establishing some devotional service, we develop some quality, we develop some renunciation. So most of the time, what I've personally seen is, in devotional service, we are given the position, we are asked to do the service without, you know, expecting some kind of qualification. Obviously, if you're there, it's good. But then we develop that qualification by doing the service regularly. So that is the potency or powerful nature of bhakti. Because most of the path, if you take other path, jnana or whatever, a mystic yoga or something, they ask you to renounce first, become celibate, go to the forest, leave up all this family thing, give up this material thing, no more, everything is maya. Renounce everything, go to the forest, like, you know, all these things are, they ask you to do a preliminary qualification, come to this certain level, control your senses, you know, all this, so many things are there. In bhakti, you know, who asked to do anything anyway? You know, they ask, okay, take up chanting, do chanting first, take up prasad, whatever, doesn't matter, take bhakti. Then automatically we give up tea, we give up meat, right? Everything goes away like that. But if we slacken our bhakti, then everything comes back. So even in that also, if you see, Prabhupada stresses, gives an example of a sincere householder or a sincere sweeper is better than a charlatan meditator or an renunciant, right? Then we can question about our ashram also, that, you know, so many, because out of four, three are renunciant ashram, right? And one is grahastha. But because engaging as per the instruction of the spiritual master, And because engaging in devotional service, which is so powerful, doesn't matter even if one is in brahmachari or other ashram, which is a renunciant ashram, you know, it can get through. So that's what, you know, when Prabhupada was giving to all the sannyasis and everything, he was criticized for that. These young boys, young men, giving renounce order. No, but because they were acting under the instruction of Prabhupada, they can do wonders. Right? They were untouched by material energy. So similarly, when we are acting in bhakti, as long as we are in the performing bhakti, then the renunciation will come strong in our heart. But when we slacken our sadhana, when we slacken our reading or chanting, service, you know, hearing lectures or something, then our renunciation actually is not that strong. Then we see that the creeper weeds are developing in our heart. We can see that clearly. So basically we have to focus intense devotional service, then these all these things will go automatically. Does that answer your question? I'm not sure whether that. Yeah? Okay. We'll stop here. Thank you very much, everyone, for patiently tolerating. Nandra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.